Thank you for that introduction. I'm going to start out discussing some of the current herbicide-tolerant technologies that are available commercially. I'm sure everyone in this room is familiar with Roundup Ready, Roundup Ready Flex, and Liberty Link Cotton. Both the Roundup Ready and the Roundup Ready Flex are glyphosate-resistant technologies, and the Liberty Link is a glufosinate-resistant technology. Now, glyphosate and glufosinate are separate herbicides that provide different modes of action. However, they do provide complementary weed control. And both Roundup Ready Flex and Liberty Link systems offer a wide window for over-the-top applications when compared to the original Roundup Ready technology, which only allowed glyphosate to be applied up to the fourth true leaf stage. This has allowed growers to have save some time in their broadcast applications. Most growers are less dependent on directed applicators and are able to use larger rigs to make broadcast applications to cover more ground in less time. And there are some limitations with these technologies. The continuous use of a single mode of action can allow the potential for weed resistance and/or shifts in weed populations. I'm sure most of you heard, currently we have quite a problem with glyphosate-resistant weeds. However, to date, there is no known resistance to glufosinate. And this leads me to another possible technology, transgenic technology being developed by Bayer Crop Science. This technology is Glytol cotton, which is a glyphosate-tolerant technology, and Glytol plus Liberty Link cotton, which is a stacked herbicide-tolerant technology containing resistance to both glyphosate and glufosinate. Pending regulatory approval, Bayer hopes to have commercial releases of Glytol cotton in 2009 and possible commercial release for Glytol plus Liberty Link cotton in 2010. And the Glytol cotton contains the 2M EPSPS gene. The wild-type EPSPS gene was isolated from corn. Two-point mutations resulted in an overexpression of a double mutation form of the 2M EPSPS gene. The natural EPSPS gene is selectively inhibited by glyphosate, which ultimately leads to plant death. The 2M EPSPS gene is resistant to glyphosate and functions normally within the plant. The mode of action for Glytol cotton is the binding inhibition of glyphosate. This technology also does not contain an antibiotic marker. In some of the plant material background, the Glytol cotton was derived from a Coker 312 variety. This is an older commercial variety that is no longer cultivated. The Glytol plus Liberty Link variety was derived from a FiberMax plant material. Some of the benefits that this could offer growers include an additional seed option with respect to glyphosate-tolerant cotton systems. It also could allow a choice between applying Glytol or in the Glytol plus Liberty Link system, it could allow a choice between applying glyphosate or glufosinate. Now, as I previously said, weed resistance is a huge issue, and by having the choice to apply either glyphosate or glufosinate, growers are able to rotate the mode of action, but still are able to maintain a broad spectrum of weed control. Previous research done on Glytol cotton in 2006 and 2007, these trials showed a robust crop tolerance to multiple applications of numerous product formulations of glyphosate. These studies showed that when compared to an untreated check, there were no injury reported, no crop height reductions reported, and no reduction in crop yield was reported. The data that I'm going to present to you today were collected from six university trials in the Mid-South during the 2008 growing season. There were two locations at Mississippi State University, two locations at the University of Arkansas, one location with the University of Tennessee, and one location at Louisiana State University. Now, all six locations used the same trial design. This was set up as a randomized complete block. There were four replications with eight treatments and two entries, and the two entries being a Glytol cotton variety and a Glytol plus Liberty Link cotton variety. The plots were four rows wide by 40 feet long. There were four post-emergence herbicide applications. Application A went out at the two-leaf stage. Application B went out at the six to eight-leaf stage. Application C went out at a lay-by timing. And application D went out pre-harvest or when the bulbs were approximately 50% open. Now, all data was collected and averaged over all the locations. I'm going to take a moment to describe the different herbicide treatments that were used in this study. The first two treatments you see there are for the Glytol variety. Treatment one was an untreated check, and treatment two was four applications of glyphosate. The remaining six treatments were for the Glytol plus Liberty Link variety. Treatment three was an untreated check. Treatment four was four applications of glyphosate. Treatment five was four applications of glufosinate. Now, in treatment six, glyphosate went out at the A application timing. It was followed by an application of glufosinate at the B timing, which was followed again by another shot of glyphosate at the C timing and ended with an application of glufosinate at the D timing. Now, treatment seven was the exact opposite of treatment six, where glufosinate went out at the A and C timings and glyphosate went out at the B and D timings. And treatment eight was four applications of a tank mixture of glyphosate and glufosinate. Now, before I get into the data slides, let me take just a moment to set up these tables. I want to point out that the gray shaded area is for the Glytol variety. The remaining part of the table is for the Glytol plus Liberty Link variety. Here we're going to have visual injury on a scale from 0 to 100%. And these ratings were taken 7, 14, 21, and typically 28 days after application. I'm going to tell you I don't have a 28-day after application column in this set, but that is because the application B overlapped and was put out before the 28-day mark. So for application A, no injury was observed for the Glytol variety. 7 days after application, there was 3% injury when glyphosate was applied to the Glytol plus Liberty Link variety, and 1% injury when, in the case of application A, glyphosate went out again on the Glytol plus Liberty Link variety. No injury was observed 14 days after application or 21 days after the application. With respect to application B, again, no injury was observed for the Glytol variety. We see 1% injury for the glyphosate on the Glytol plus Liberty Link variety 7 days after the application. 14 days after the application, there was 2% injury for the glyphosate when it went out on the Glytol plus Liberty Link variety, and 1% injury in the case of application B, glufosinate went out on the Glytol plus Liberty Link variety. 21 days after application, there was no injury seen. After application C, no injury was observed for any of the treatments at any of the rating timings for either variety. And again, after application D, no injury was observed for either of the varieties at any rating time. Now, after application C, there was a bold development assessment. This was the lay-by timing. We did a random bowl count to check for misshapen bowls. You see the two bars on the left were treatment one and treatment two. The numbers were a little bit higher, but there was no difference within this variety. This was the Glytol variety, so no differences between the treated or the untreated in with terms of number of abnormal bowls. The same goes for the Glytol plus Liberty Link variety. There was no difference observed between any of the treatments versus the untreated. And the next four slides that I will show is a graphical representation of the average plant height in centimeters. These plant heights were taken within 14 days after the application. So after application A, we see that the Glytol variety in treatments one and two, about 17 and a half to 18 centimeters in height. No difference there between the treated and the untreated. For the Glytol plus Liberty Link variety, we see the plant heights averaged 17 and a half to just under 19 centimeters. And there were no significant differences among these treatments. Now, after application B, we see the Glytol variety was just about 44 and a half to 45 centimeters in height. No difference there. With respect to the Glytol plus Liberty Link variety, we do see a slight reduction in plant height. And for treatment five, it was at 44 centimeters when compared to about 47 centimeters to the untreated check. None of the other treatments at this timing had a significant difference. Just about 3 centimeters there. After application C, the Glytol variety averaged about 92 centimeters in height for both the treated and the untreated, so no difference there within the variety. And again, the Glytol plus Liberty Link variety with treatments 3 through 8, there were no differences observed here with respect to the untreated check. Application D, plant heights for the Glycol variety are about 104.5 to 105 centimeters in height. The Glycol plus Liberty Link variety range from about 106.5 to just under 108 centimeters in height. No significant differences observed for plant height after this application. In the next few slides, I just want to show you some pictures to let you see the cotton in the field. The first four slides will be the Glycol untreated check on the left versus the treated that's on the right. Now, these pictures were taken 2 weeks after the two-week leaf application. This set of pictures, again, the untreated on the left, the treated on the right, was taken 2 weeks after the 6 to 8 leaf application. Here were the untreated versus treated 2 weeks after the lay-by application. And this one was 2 weeks after the 50% boll open application. The next four is for the Glycol plus Liberty Link variety. Untreated again on the left versus the treated on the right. Again, these pictures were taken 2 weeks after the two-leaf application, 2 weeks after the 6 to 8 leaf application, 2 weeks after the lay-by application, and finally 2 weeks after the 50% boll open application. Now, with terms of seed cotton yield, we see the Glycol variety and treatments 1 and 2 yielded right at 1,600 pounds of seed cotton. No differences within that variety. The Glycol plus Liberty Link variety, the yields there range from 2,100 to 2,200 pounds of seed cotton per acre. Again, no significant differences observed within that variety. So in conclusion, minimum visual injury was reported. I believe 3% was the most injury we saw, and by the end of the season, there was no injury present. Plant heights, there was a slight reduction in plant height in the mid-season applications. However, by the end of the season, the final plant heights, no differences were observed. The yield differences you just saw were simply due to the two varieties. There were no differences observed within either of the two varieties when comparing the treated versus the untreated. Future research will include continuing to observe the crop tolerance to glyphosate and or glufosinate applications, and we'll continue to check the yields to observe the performance between the treated and the untreated. With that, I'd like to thank the co-authors on this for their willingness to share their data for the purpose of this presentation, and I thank you for your attention and be happy to entertain any questions at this time. Yes, sir. The question was, did we take any other plant mapping data? And the answer is no, we did not. Yes, sir. The question was, what were the visual injury symptoms? And honestly, I'd have to catch up with you after this to talk about it. This, like I said, this was done at 6 different universities, and the particular one that we did, there was no injury. My guess is, cultivator went over it and maybe a little injury from an over-the-top application or something, most likely burning or something like that.